Okay, Lili Nishmat Yitzchak Meir ben Gershon, and also for Shlima Daniel ben Frima B'Sol Shar Chol Yisrael. This will be the Sav and Shabbos Agadol and Pesach five vorts, and all of them together. Let's get started. The first idea, the Pasuk says in Perek Vav, Pasuk Hey, Ba'esh al Mizbeach Tukad Bo Lo Sichbe, Uviar Lerakon Etzim Aboker Baboker. The Kohen will bring out the word in the morning, the Arach Aleha Ha'ula. And what happens is, he shall prepare the burnt offering upon it, and it'll cause the fats of the peace offerings to go up and smoke upon it. So the Ola Aryeh wants to say, you know, the Pasuk talks about Yaruch Aleha Ha'ula, talks about the carbon Ola. But here the Ola Aryeh says there's going to come a time when the Beis HaMikdash is going to come, and they're only going to bring the carbon Tamid Shaboker, not the carbon Tamid Shaben Arbaim. Who does he quote? He quotes the Radak. And the Radak writes in Yechezkel Memavav, has an amazing thing that in the future time there will only be a Tamid Shal Shachar, a daily sacrifice in the morning and in the afternoon. And he says over here, according to the Ola Aryeh, what is that? It's because as we know that the time is Mashiach is going to come, we know that the whole world is going to be revealed, the whole world is going to be or, the whole world is going to be light. And there's not going to be any confusion. That's what Laila Hagi Baboker Chastecha V'Amanoscha Balelos, to talk about Hashem's greatness in the morning and have a moon at night. He said at the end of the day, we're not going to need the Karmat Tamid at night because it's going to be Kulo Or. And that's why, says the Ol Aryeh, if you look at the Chida writes that Meseches Tamid is called Meseches Tamid and not Timidin and not in Lashon of plural. Why? Because Meseches Tamid is talking already about the future. The future is that there's only going to be one Karmat Tamid, the Karmat Tamid of the Boker. And that's why specifically says also the Mefarshim, the Ol Aryeh writes, that Meseches Tamid only really talks about the Tamid Shal Shachar. It doesn't really have to do with primarily with the Tamid Shabbat Rambam, only Tamid Shal Shachar. How does this connect with Pesach? A beautiful idea. We know, famously in the Haggadah, what happens is the famous students come over to their Rebbe, and they say the following. They say, right, the Maisa Rabbi Lazar, they say, Higi Azman Shal Shachris, it's time to davening. Ask the Samar Rebbe, why weren't these Tanaim more cognizant? Kriya Shema is a mitzvah from the Torah, it's a mitzvah Zaseh. Why didn't they know that it was Mamasham to daven? Says the Samar Rebbe, an amazing idea, and others say this as well. For them, night was day. They were stayed up the whole night talking about the Yetzias Mitzrayim. They had Kulo Or, they had Kulo, everything was clear to them, everything was clarity. There was no night for them. They were up the whole night talking, they were in such Or. For the Tamidim were on that level. Maybe they went to sleep a little earlier, they had a little Choshech. They had the Tamid Shaban Arbaim, and at the end of the day, things weren't as clear for them. That's why they needed to be woken up to tell them that it was mamish time to say Kriya Shema. Moving on in the Parsha. Parsha says in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yod Aleph. Parsha is talking about the Karmen Tamid. Right? So when a person brings a Karmen Tamid, you have to bring a lot of loaves. And it's brought down by the Netziv. The Netziv says they have to bring 40, right? It's brought down by Chazal. They had to bring 40 loaves of bread in one day. Ask the Netziv, how is it possible that one person's going to eat 40 loaves of bread in one day? Pretty impossible. It says in the Netziv, when someone brings a carbon toda, when someone brings a carbon of thanks, of gratitude to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have to share that thanks. You have to share that gratitude that an individual has. You have to share that joy with other people. Having the joy for yourself is great, but sharing that joy with someone else and sharing your simcha and your happiness with someone else, that's what makes the Karmen Tamid the true thing. The true Karmen Tamid is when you're able to share that with others. And that's really the ultimate, really halacha. The reason why there's so much that the Karmen Tamid has to be brought with 40 loaves in one day is specifically to make sure that you have guests to be able to share that joy, to share that Hakaras HaTov with them. Which reminds me a little bit of an Hakaras HaTov idea to connect with the Parsha. When it happens, it's a beautiful mamash, a beautiful idea by Rav Shlomo Kluger. And I think he writes this by Avadim Hayinu. We say Avadim Hayinu, Leparo B'Mitzrayim. We were slaves to Paro in Egypt. So the fourth idea is, why couldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu just let us free? Why did he have to say, have this whole thing? What's the whole to do? Ask Rav Shlomo Kluger, why couldn't Hashem just let Paro take us out? Why did Hashem have to harden his heart every single time? Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, a fascinating idea, but such a simple idea. What would have happened if Paro let us out? For thousands of years at the night of the Seder, who would we have thanked? We wouldn't have thanked Hashem, we would have thanked Paro. Right? We get up to Dayenu, we would have thanked Paro. At the end of the day, Hashem had a heart in Paro. Sorry, Mike, we're not getting into the whole Bechira idea, because at the end of the day, Paro still had his Bechira. he still could have chosen to be able to send them out. But at the end of the day, why Dafka did Hashem have to send us out? To make sure that we had a karas tov not just towards Paro, but a karas tov towards him. And finally, the fifth idea, there's a lot of ideas brought down why Shabbos HaGadol before Pesach is called Shabbos HaGadol, the great Shabbos. We're just going to say it simply from the Torah. The Torah writes a Siman Tov Lamed. Why is the Shabbos before Pesach called Shabbos HaGadol? Because of the great miracle, the Nez Gadol, that happened in Mitzrayim. That when we took the sheep on the 10th of Nisan, and we tied them to our beds, and we know that the Mitzrayim asked, what is this for? And we told them that was to be able to do the Karman Pesach. And they weren't able to touch us, and they weren't able to hurt us. At the end of the day, that mamash taking their gods and tying it to our bed, and be able to do that with such a muna, with such faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the great miracle that happened, that's specifically what we're saying in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And maybe we could say the whole night of the Seder, Ramash, we're building a muna for the entire year, right? We say, V'hi sha'am de lavaseinu, the thing that stood up for us, right? What's V'hi? The Svarim say V'hi, it's brought down by the Pizetzer and others. V'hi is the muna. V'hi sha'am de lavaseinu. You want to know what the thing that stood up for us and all of our forefathers? It's the muna, it's the bitachon that we had in the Kodesh Baruch throughout the whole generations. So with these five ideas, the first idea of the Radak, and brought down by the Chida as well, the Dafka, there's only going to be a Karmen Tamet Shal Shachar in the future, because everything's going to be Or, everything's going to be clarity, everything's, and that's exactly the clarity that the Maisa Rabbi Lazar, all the Rebbeim had, all the Tanaim had at that time. They were staying up the whole night, our second idea of the Sama Rebbe. Why did they not know? Because they didn't know, because everything to them was Or. Even the nighttime was Or, everything to them was good, everything was Or. Finally, moving on, the third idea was the Netziv. The Netziv said, Karmen Toda has to be brought with 40 loaves of bread. Why 40? No person could have 40, because you have to have, when you have a feeling of a karas tov, when you have a simcha, when you make a gomel, you have to make sure to be able to do it with other people. You make a sudas hada, you make sure to have other people as well. That brings the level of a karas tov to another level. Finally, the fourth idea. Why does Hashem have to harden Paro's heart? Just let us free. No, it says that Rosh Shlomo Kluger, that we would have thanked Paro, we wouldn't have thanked the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem wanted to make sure that we were cognizant to thank Him for the past and thank Him for the present every single day. And finally, the fifth idea is, why is Shabbos HaGadol called Shabbos HaGadol? Because the Torah says that was the time when we tied up the sheep to our beds, and the Egyptians, the miracle happened, they couldn't touch us, L'maisa, we were doing the Karban Pesach. And that was the Amunah, V'hisha Amdala V'seinu, the Amunah that stood for us and our forefathers for all generations. We should be Zocha to have the complete Or, to have the Karas Tov, and have the Amunah Be'ez Hashem, come this Pesach Be'ez Hashem, we should do this. Zocha Tifim, the Zochim, the Psachim, and Yishlam, Yerkodesh, Shkoich.